Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And yes, you know, this is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Do you enjoy reading the news? However, have you ever read a news article that seemed fake? Well, yesterday we started to learn about how to spot fake news. That is, news that isn't real. We learned that you must stay calm and then check the article's grammar. Well, today's lesson is called How to Spot Fake News. And there's several things that we are going to learn. First, read the whole article. Then, consider the source. And last, check the support. Friends, open up your magazines and let's continue learning about how to spot fake news. Come with me.
How to spot fake news. Read the whole article. Even in genuine news articles, headlines sometimes exaggerate or simplify the point of the article. Before reacting, read the article carefully to make sure you understand the whole context. Sometimes the claims of fake news articles become more ridiculous as the article goes on. Consider the source. If you've never heard of the publication, check the About section on its website. Fake news sites often lack such a page, provide little information, or even admit that they are fake. Also check an online article's URL. If it ends with .com.co, it's probably a fake news site mimicking a legitimate publication.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 ridiculous 这个形容词 RID 这个字根是指笑的意思，所以 ridiculous 是指可笑的、愚蠢的或者是荒唐的。例如 Jack is a workaholic. The amount of time he spends working is ridiculous. Jack 是个工作狂，他花在工作上的时间实在令人感到很荒唐。他的名词是 ridicule, R-I-D-I-C-U-L-E, 意思是指嘲笑或嘲弄。例如 The girl became an object of ridicule after her love letter was posted on the bulletin board. 这个女孩的情书被贴在公布栏上之后，她就成为了笑柄。继续我们看的是 mimic 这个动词。mimic 是指模仿或仿效。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要在字尾加上 k 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 The parrot mimicked its owner word for word.这只鹦鹉一字不漏地模仿主人说的话，或者是 The actress is great at mimicking the British accent. 这位女演员很善于模仿英国人的口音，或者是 Over the years, many directors have mimicked the visual effects from the movie Blade Runner. 多年以来，许多导演都仿效了电影《银翼杀手》的视觉效果。
Well, today we get to learn some more tips about how to spot.Fake news. And the very first tip, Gabe, are you okay?
I'm just trying to spot if there's any mistakes in this. I got to do my fact checking here.
Well, I think this was supposed to be a 4 instead of a 5.
Right.
Yeah, in our lesson.
Yeah, ours.
Okay, well, we found we were able to spot a mistake, but
yeah, we
corrected it. Anyway, the very first tip that we read is read the whole article.Gabe, are you one of those people that when reading the news, you read what you want to read? So you read just the first two or three sentences, and then you base an opinion, or you get your opinion based upon those three sentences?
Sometimes.
And then you don't read the rest of the article?
If the article is interesting from the beginning, then I'll read the rest. But if it's not, sometimes I don't even read everything, because I don't like a lot of news articles.I think they're sometimes boring. That's why I don't read the whole thing. But maybe I should. Maybe I should read the entire thing.
Because, guess what? Our lesson says, even in genuine news articles, headlines sometimes exaggerate or simplify the point of the article.
Right. Yes, they do, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe my problem is I don't think they're interesting enough. And newspapers know that. They want to make things very interesting, and so they exaggerate.
Yes. So let's talk about this word exaggerate. If you exaggerate, you're making something larger and bigger and more important than it really is. My mom always told me that exaggerating is lying.
Oh, exaggerating is lying. Well, sometimes people exaggerate kind of in a fun way. In the way they speak, we call them figures of speech, right? Like, for example, have you ever heard someone say, I've told you 1,000 times, close the door behind you?
That's definitely an exaggeration.
Yeah, because they might have told you a lot of times, but have they told you 1,000 times? So that's exaggerating. Rebecca, do you ever exaggerate?
Of course I do, because sometimes it's more exciting that way.
Right, telling a story. Sometimes it's fun to exaggerate while telling a story because it makes the story even more interesting.
Right. But our lesson says that sometimes headlines will exaggerate mm-hmm. or simplify the point of the article. So, exaggerating something means that you make it bigger. To simplify something means that you make it seem less important or less complicated than it really is.
That's true. That's kind of like hiding the facts or holding back some information, right? I also use this word to simplify when I'm telling students maybe they can simplify their writing a little bit. You know, you could write something like, I have the ability to walk. Or you could simplify it and just write, I can walk.
Excellent example. Well, continuing on, before reacting, read the article carefully to make sure you understand the whole context. Now, let's talk about this word context. This is just referring to a situation in which something exists to help you better understand the situation.
And so when you're reading something, the context, in Chinese you might call it 上下文, right? It's the words and everything around what you're reading. That will help you understand exactly what you're reading. And sometimes people, if they don't understand a word, they like to go immediately to a dictionary. But I always suggest, before you do that, try to look for context clues to see if the sentence will help you understand what that word means.
Because even if you go directly to a dictionary, mm-hmm. you could still take that word out of context, because a lot of English words have different meanings.
Yes.
And if you don't understand the whole context, it's very easy to take something out of context. What does that mean? Well, it just means that you take a word and you basically separate it from the meaning, the whole meaning.
And this makes me think of the Bible, some parts of the Bible. A lot of people will interpret the Bible in a weird way because they're taking things out of context.
Mm-hmm.
A very simple example of this is the Bible says there is no God. Actually, that's taken out of context. The whole sentence is, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So you can take things out of context and it gives them a whole new meaning.
Yes, exactly. Well, our lesson says sometimes the claims of fake news articles become more ridiculous as the article goes on. Now, let's talk about this phrase, as something goes on. This just means as the article continues, as you continue reading on.
That's right. Another way to use this phrase is the temperature got warmer as the day went on. So this is something that you need to do when you're fact-checking. Read the whole article before you spread some news. And the next tip here is consider the source. If you've never heard of the publication, check the About section on its website.
And you can also check an online article's URL. And if it ends with .com, .co, it's probably a fake news site mimicking a legitimate publication. These are some red flags.
We need to learn more about red flags in the
InfoCloud. welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we'd like to talk about a red flag.
So let's say you're driving on the road and you notice a red flag ahead. How do you feel when you see it? Probably a little alarmed, right?
And that's the purpose of a red flag, to warn people of possible danger.
Now, used as a metaphor, a red flag is a sign that tells you there's a potential problem or danger, and we often talk about raising a red flag. The headache Janet's been having should raise a red flag.
If you're the boss of a company and you see the resume of one of your employees left on the printer, that is a red flag. The person is probably planning to quit.
If you go on a first date with someone and the person gets angry over something minor, it should raise a red flag.
One final example. A ridiculous headline and bad grammar should raise a red flag that an article might be fake news.
我们曾经讲过 white flag 是举白旗投降的意思。那如果把颜色改成红色 red flag 又是什么意思呢？如果你在路上开车看到前面有人举着红旗，那就是要你提高警觉，放慢速度。因此 red flag 当作片语，就是指某一件事可能出错的征兆或警讯。你第一次跟某人约会，对方为了一些小事就一直碎碎念，那就是一个 red flag。这个人不适合交往。Red flag 也常常会跟 raise 连用。Her headaches should raise a red flag. 她的头痛应该升起红旗，是一个警讯。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次关键。
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning how to spot fake news. So the first tip that our lesson provides is read the whole article. If you see a title that's a little exaggerated, you might have spotted some fake news.And, of course, the next tip has to do with the source. Consider the source. Well, we have one final tip we'd like to talk about, so let's do that now.
How to spot fake news. Check the support. Does the article support its claims with quotations and citations from experts? If not, don't trust it. If so, you should still look up those sources and make sure they actually say what the article claims. There are also websites, such as Snopes.com, that will tell you whether the facts in online articles are accurate. Prior to sharing an article,Follow these steps to determine whether or not it is real. Help stop the spread of fake news.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 quotation 这个名词。Quotation 是指引文、引语或者是语录。例如 ,the author used extensive quotations from Plato in his novel.这位作者在他的小说中大量的引用了柏拉图的语录，或者是 The name of the book is a quotation from Shakespeare. 这本书的书名来自莎士比亚的语录。它的动词是 quote, Q-U-O-T-E, 意思是引用或引述。例如 The reporter quoted an unnamed source in his news coverage. 这位记者在他的新闻报道中引述了一位不具名人士的话。最后我们看的是 citation 这个名词 citation 是指引述例如 the author of the article included many citations from the works of Freud 这位作者在文章中引用了许多弗洛伊德的著作注意 citation 和 quotation 不同之处是 quotation 是直接一字不漏的引用别人的话而 citation 可以是间接引用别人的内容用自己的话去表达Citation 的动词是 cite, C-I-T-E, 意思是引述或引用。 例如 Maslow was heavily cited in this thesis. 这篇论文中大量引述了马斯洛的论点。And now let's get back to our teachers. So remember, read the whole article, consider the source, and this next tip is check the support. Does the article support its claims with quotations and citations from experts? That's a good question, isn't it?
Well, yes, because if you're writing something that a lot of people are going to read,It's good to have professional expertise quoted or cited, so that people know, hey, I can trust this source or I can trust what you're saying, okay? If not, don't trust it. Well, does that mean that every kind of writing we write, needs to have quotations and citations of famous people?
Good point. No, not every single type of writing requires quotations.And citations from experts. But if you're talking about something specific, or if you're making a claim about something, mm-hmm. something that you say is factual or something that happened, it's very important to have experts backing up what you're saying.
That's a good point. So a lesson like today, friends, this in your magazine doesn't have a whole lot of things that you need to fact check. There are not a lot of facts that we're trying to present.However, there are some lessons, especially about people, that have a lot of facts about those people's lives, right? It's important for us to consider the source and see what people are also saying about this. Is the source accurate? Is it true? Can I trust it?
That's right. But I just want to mention, though, Gabe, mm-hmm. even this article had been fact-checked. So there are some facts because different people might have a different idea as to how to spot fake news. Mm-hmm. And so we just got some of the ideas from other people, different resources. Mm-hmm. So just to mention.
That's true. And of course, there are other ways to spot fake news more than what we had room to write about in our magazine. But friends, we continue here with this check the support section. If so, we continue, you should still look up those sources and make sure they actually say what the article claims. So is this telling us to verify the claims of the article?
I like that word, and this is a good word for you all to know. And yes, in answer to your question, that's correct. So the word to verify means that you're just proving that something exists or that something is true. So you're just making certain that something is actually true.
And of course, you can verify something by doing a little bit of research yourself. Sometimes if I have to make a phone call to my bank and talk about my credit card or something like that, then the person on the other end of the line will ask me, sir, I need you to verify your information. They want to make sure that they're talking to the right person. They might ask, I need you to verify your birthday and your social security number, all those kinds of things. They want me to let them knowthat I'm the actual person that they should be talking to.
And that probably makes you feel more secure, right?
Right.
And that's the idea. Well, we read here, there are also websites such as Snopes.com that will tell you whether the facts in online articles are accurate. Now, if something is accurate, that just means they're correct, exact, without any mistakes.
And so is this article that you're reading giving you accurate information? I know sometimes there are people, whose lives have been made into movies and portrayed by other actors and stuff, and they get upset because they see the movie and they say, that is not an accurate representation of my life.
Yeah, that would make me upset too. Mm-hmm. Well, prior to sharing an article, follow these steps to determine whether or not it is real.And you see that word prior to, or those words prior to, this just means before you share the article.
That's right. So before sharing the article, follow these steps. The last sentence says, help stop the spread of fake news. So what is the spread of something?
Well, that just is referring to the development or growth of something over a large area.
That's right. So spread can also bebe a verb. You could spread gossip and spread lies about somebody. And friends, I hope you are not spreading fake news. Stop the spread of fake news.
Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Oh, that's alarming. I'll share it. That is so stupid. I'll share it.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm sharing articles online. If they're alarming or ridiculous, I share them with all my friends.
Don't believe everything you read. It could be fake news.
How can it be fake news? It's on the internet.
Fake news can show up anywhere. It's written to attract attention and trick people.
Really? Well, so how do I know if something is fake or not?
Look into it carefully. Legitimate news sites check their grammar. Articles with lots of errors are often fake.
Oh, some of the articles I share are filled with mistakes.
Also, watch out for sentences written in all capitals with lots of exclamation points.
Oops, I share a lot of those too.
They're designed to provoke an emotional response.
I know. That's why I share them.
But they aren't professional. Trustworthy publications don't use them.
Okay, I'll avoid sharing those.
And beware, even genuine news articles may have headlines that exaggerate or simplify.
What am I supposed to do? Read the whole article?
Yes. Fake articles can become really ridiculous as you read on.
Well then, I will read on. Okay.
And make sure you understand the whole context.
Okay.
And check out the About page. If it's missing or provides little information, it's probably a fake news site.
Well, you mean one that mimics legitimate publications?
Yes. So look for quotes and citations that support the news report.
What if there aren't any?
Don't trust it.
Oh, so prior to sharing, I need to investigate.
Yes. When I see fake news, I delete it.
Huh? How do you delete fake news articles from a newspaper?
With scissors.
Oh.
So today's lesson was very beneficial. And Gabe, what did you learn?
Okay, well, I actually really think something is important from yesterday's lesson. And that is that some things are written just to get a reaction, just to get people really upset and emotional about something. Actually, Rebecca, I'm really excited because I was reading about this cargo-carrying robot called Jita. Isn't this cool?
Oh, that's really cool because we're going to learn about that tomorrow.
We are?
Yeah. Right, next time. Right here on Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.